going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You know what day it is. It's a happy hump day. Trump day. Yeah, baby. It is 7:07. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. One of your top stories, New Jersey, wildfire uncontained. Thousands evacuated. Part of the Garden State Parkway has been shut down. You don't usually equate New Jersey with wildfires, but yes, it is going on. Texas lottery officials. A top executive there resigns. What's going on with the lottery? We'll dig into that. Also, reminder, less than an hour from now, we're going to have Congresswoman Kat Kamick on the air. You don't want to miss that, but if you can't avoid missing it, there's the Bob Rose Show podcast. You can always catch up. And that's available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. So the executive director of the Texas Lottery Commission has resigned. And he wasn't there very long, and I believe his predecessor resigned kind of, you know, quickly. Well, I mean, here's the problem. There were a couple of winning jackpots that have drawn some scrutiny. Yeah. And he's leaving the agency that faces at least two investigations ordered by the governor, Greg Abbott, and State Attorney General Ken Paxton into the integrity of the lottery prizes. And then how the state handled the introduction of courier companies that buy and send tickets on behalf of customers online. Gee, what could go wrong? Now, Texas state lawmakers are considering forcing several changes, ranging from a legal ban on sales through carrier companies to shutting down the agency by taking away all of its funding. I mean, people are not happy. Lawmakers are not happy. They established their lottery in Texas in 91. They send a portion of its annual revenue to public education. That meant about $2 billion sent to the state's public school fund in 1 year. But two of the biggest jackpots prompted flares of scrutiny and criticism. Listen to this. A $95 million jackpot in 2023 was awarded when the winners bought nearly every single possible number combination. Okay. More than 25 million of them.
What?
Yes. And the only reason they were able to do that is through these third parties, these so-called couriers.
Okay.
So, first of all, I don't think that should be allowed. That's my opinion on it. And then the other thing that one of the reasons why you don't want that to be allowed is who are they giving the tickets to? Part of the thing is you have to show up in person. You have to be of age. It's gambling. So then in February, an $83 million ticket was won with a ticket purchased at a courier store. The chain that operates the store has locations in six states. The Houston Chronicle investigation initially detailed the buying efforts behind the 23 jackpot, but it was the second one that finally grabbed the attention of lawmakers as well as the governor. An agency that typically garners little attention beyond the millions in awards and jackpots and scratch-off games now under fire. Abbott ordered the Texas Rangers to open an investigation. The law enforcement group, not the baseball team.
No, I figured Chuck Norris was going to show up.
The governor, it's possible.
Yeah.
The governor expects the Texas Lottery Commission to work within the bounds and ensure the integrity, et cetera, et cetera. Meanwhile, they're holding public meetings and stuff like that. But it just, why the courier, why'd they allow that courier, whole idea of a courier thing that I guess has the ability to purchase, I don't know, almost endless amounts of the tickets. Yep. And state law allows Texas jackpots to be claimed anonymously. And in April of 23, jackpot was collected 2 months later in the form of one-time payment of $57.8 million to a company called Rook TX.
Okay.
The payment, however, is on hold pending the state investigation. An attorney for a woman who claims to hold the winning ticket has said it was legally purchased among a group of 10 she bought through the courier jackpot. Jack Pocket was the name of the courier.
Okay.
I think you're just begging for
trouble
when you're dealing with another third party.
Potential fraud, you think you win, you don't win, just all kinds of things.
Walk in, you physically hand over money, you physically get a ticket.
Yeah.
And that's probably the best way to do it. And then otherwise, what happens is, if people don't feel like the games have integrity, then who would want to play? I don't want to play when I know it's stacked by some entity that has the ability to put out $25 million.
Which means you basically don't have a chance.
Right.
So why bother?
Right.
Why spend your money?
Right.
That's weird. That's kind of, that sounds like something that just shouldn't be.
Well, and if maybe you've invested some money in Texas Lottery, I don't know. But if you did and you hear the story, probably got your blood pressure up.
Yeah.
Which brings me to my next story.
Uh-oh.
Patients who received intensive blood pressure control were 15% less likely to get dementia. So they're finding a link. Again, this is a link. Doesn't mean... It sounds like if you maintain healthy blood pressure, that's beneficial and you may have a lesser chance.
So keeping it of down getting dementia. Is the key here. So,
well,
right?
The thing is, there are so many other benefits to maintaining it that they're throwing this one in there. It was a large study. In fact, it was so large, and it was done in rural China. And so, there wasn't a lot of screening and all that. But the net result, it looks good. And medications were used to help those in that group to have a blood pressure. The goal was 130 over 80, okay?
Okay.
And that group did far better when it came to dementia. But the study, hasn't been going long enough to look down the road a little bit further. But
it's a hint.
Yeah, I guess the general takeaway is, along with all the other reasons you should try to maintain a healthy blood pressure, this also could be one of them.
Right.
I guess if you look at it that way.
Good advice.
And then there's good old AI. Without doing too much of a deep dive here and going into geek land, which I'll be totally lost in. And I say geek as, complimentary as it now is.
Best possible way.
Changed many years ago.
Yeah.
There's a company, Anthropic, and they're talking about, they think that a bunch of their employees, are going to be basically AI. They call them digital AI employees, and they think that by next year there's going to be, a pretty good percentage of them.
Hmm.
And if you're AI... Apparently, they're going to allow you to have, you would have greater access to passwords and stuff because, you're a supercomputer. You're not a person. You're not going to try to cheat, lie, or steal, right? what they say there is a risk that they could hack into their own company.
Sounds like a really scary movie.
Doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. All right. We know this is Pandora's box.
And we've opened it up already.
Yep. So 7:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. We call it What's Bugging You? And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only thing they can't control, the only bugs they can't control, are litter bugs. And you don't want to be one of those. Call in now. Don't be shy. If you don't get through right away, try again. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You? Next on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in and get off your chest. Feel better. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, try back, and we'll try to get you on. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. You were talking about the lottery a little while ago, and what really bugs me about it is that every time that Mega Millions or whatever it is, the one across the United States, it gets up to a record $700 million or $900 million, California wins it. I think that thing's rigged. I don't play it no more, and that's bugging me.
I didn't notice the pattern. I believe you, but it's one of the most populated states. I guess if it's available in Florida, California, and New York,
yeah,
so one of those three states, the greatest chance of winning. Yep. I think.
I don't trust Newsom.
Yeah, well, that's a good point too.
Yeah.
Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me is I forgot to bring your Detroit Tigers baseball cards for Al Kaline and Norm Cash down to the Bob Rose thing at Scramble. And then what's also bugging me is that it's I forgot the other thing that's bugging me, but
that's okay.
Oh, that bugs me when that happens.
We hear from we hear from you plenty.
We're here.
Good morning, Paul. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the enduring misconception that the larger the lottery, hence more entrants, decreases a given ticket's odds of winning that lottery. The odds are statistically immutable. What increases is the chance you'll have to share that pot with others. But the odds never change on a given ticket winning.
Wow. Good point. Yeah. I don't think people just... Look, I throw a couple of bucks out there so I can just dream the dream. It's like going to the movies, but except for 5 minutes. And it's more of a fun thing. I would never... I'm not a gambler by nature.
It's always funny for me to see people will suddenly buy one when it's like $300 million.
Yeah.
Like,
I've done the same thing.
I'm not going to mess with a million. I don't need that.
I've done the same thing because you catch up on the hype. Now your dream expanded.
Yes.
Now you can have your own jet. Two-stroke, good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, what's bugging me is there's nothing bugging me, America.
America, yeah. That's good. No, that shouldn't bug you. You should be happy. That would be more of a smile. You know what? You know what makes me smile? Nothing's bugging me. But anyway, good. Good. I'm glad. Joe, what's bugging you?
Yeah, what's bugging me is this deportation, John, with this MS-13 members. You know, when the Italians back in the mob days, and even in the Jewish mob. They got deported back to their countries, and nobody had Fitz back then. But yet we're going to have Fitz over this kind of these politicians make me sick, and especially the spineless Republican ones. But this deportation stuff is what's bugging the heck.
Yeah, but it's not the spineless Republicans that are stepping in the way of deportation. Just so you know. But, yeah, nobody likes spineless Republicans.
Nobody likes them either, no.
Good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, brother. You know, I was doing some research yesterday, and what's really bugging me from research, we still don't know who the January 6th pipe bomber is. We don't know much about Thomas Mathis Crooks. Still don't know a whole lot of who was assassinating Ryan Ruth. And then the third odd kind of story is that one that came out of Nikita Caspa, the kid who killed his parents and was claiming to assassinate Trump. One thing I found in that case is all leads back to Ukraine, and it really bugs me. We don't have any information on these things still today. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, they're busy working on Vegas right now still.
Wow.
Did I beat you to it?
Get out of my head.
Sorry.
I wasn't going to present it that way, but that was okay. I liked how you did that.
Okay, thanks.
Good morning, Evan. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. You know, what's getting at me is I've recently took custody of four of my kids, you know, and that's a great thing, except now I'm jumping through all the loopholes and doing the dog and pony show for, you know, DCF and Social Security and all those other services, you know, that I have to take care of, insurance and everything else, and they certainly don't make it easy. I mean, it's been a six-month process so far, 6 months since I've had custody of my children, and it has just been a huge pain in my rear. The bureaucracy is crazy. The hoops you have to jump through are crazy, and that's what's bugging me. I hope you guys have a great day. God bless you guys. God bless Trump, and God bless America.
No, God bless you and your kids, and hopefully you'll get through this tough period and the bureaucracy and that, and things will turn out very, very well. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is some of this AI stuff. I just heard on the TV the other day that Sam's is going to get rid of all of their checkouts, you know, checkout lanes, that you're going to have a downloaded app, and you're going to have to scan everything when you're going through the store. What about these people? Like, some of these older people I know have these old flip phones. You can't download an app. You can't scan anything. So, I mean, I just do not like this idea at all.
Well, that's okay because AI is going to harvest the organs of any of those people that don't get the app.
Wow. Well, and on that good? Optimistic thought.
Is that too much?
Too okay. soon. Yeah, too soon.
Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kat Kamick, and also your code word is next. 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Hump Day. Trump Day, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:35, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Since I started on the air here so many years ago, over 23 years and counting, as long as the good Lord and corporate folks allow me to, I will continue. The local support here is phenomenal, nothing short of awesome. So I'm very, very blessed. But since day one, I've told you about the media. And I use that as a general term. I think most people get it. But when possible, I should try to highlight exactly who I'm talking about. Instead of just saying, you know, the same old group, the New York Times, the Boston Globe, MSNBC, CNN, you know. Instead of going through all of that, sometimes I just say, in general, the media, and what I mean is the lefty media, which is, make no mistake about it, it's a huge percentage versus what you would call even middle of the road or even conservative media. But here they let it slip. They let it slip because, you know, they deny that that's the case. You know that, right? They deny. They're telling it in their minds, MSNBC and CNN, for instance, oh, no, we're straight up. We're just telling it like it is. We know better. At least I do. And that's not coming from like a partisan perspective. I started doing this before I was really hardcore partisan at all. I mean, I've never really been hardcore. I'm not a you know, a party guy per se. But I sure can call them like I see them, and I can tell you, that, as you've seen over time, you know, the Democrat Party, and it's swerved to the far left. Anyway, my point is here, MSNBC host Jen Psaki. I like to call her Peppermint Patty, but people who are Charlie Brown fans get enraged by that. Okay, but you know who I'm talking about. She admitted Tuesday to something that we all knew, but for her, for it to come out, is interesting. Okay, she admitted basically that her cable network's liberal-leaning audience only tunes in to watch coverage of Trump that is typically not going to be positive. Remember that quote, typically not going to be positive. Viewers of the network don't expect to hear favorable news coverage or commentary about the commander-in-chief. Psaki, the former press secretary for former President Joe Biden, revealed this during an appearance on the Grill Room podcast. There's obviously a rooted value in the kind of that MSNBC viewers expect of, like, we're going to talk about the opposition. You hear what she said? Opposition. So you're fully admitting that your network is a partisan entity. I mean, we knew that, but for her to articulate that, to me, it's a big deal. And she goes on to say, and we're going to talk about what the opposing party is up to, which, again, is fine. What's Donald Trump up to? But when it turns out, and you see it when people have collected the numbers, something like, you know, favorable coverage, less than 10%, negative coverage, over 90%. You can pick on him for things that you don't like, but you'll never give credit where credit is due, where something positive for America and Americans is happening. Now, why would you do that? Why would you do that? In terms of the Democrats, she said, and we're going to talk about future leaders and things, and we're going to talk about Trump. And it's typically not going to be positive. I don't think anybody watching expects it to be positive, right? There's not like a North Star thing written on a card and everybody does it slightly differently. But I think that's fairly the vibe. Thank you for letting us know what we already knew, but for you to openly articulate that. She just put it into exactly the perspective that lefties refused to do, even when they knew it was true, is that MSNBC is simply a vessel for the left. And usually the far left. The far left progressives. So, again, to prove my point, these are people who are in it to push an agenda. They're not in it to gather information and then share that information with their viewers. That's not why they're there. They're telling you, we're here with an agenda. If you expected any positive coverage of Donald Trump, you wouldn't tune into this network. Wow. I mean,
amazing.
Amazing. Well, but now you can also see it's the likes of an MSNBC and a CNN that creates such a, you know, a divide. I mean, a real divide. Because when the lefties come out and say something, don't a lot of us kind of scratch our head and go, where'd you come up with that? Now, usually, it's pretty easy to pinpoint because you go, where'd you come up with it? Oh, that's right. That's the talking point of the day. And usually, you can put it together. Celebrity, politician, talking head. They'll all say virtually the same thing on the same day. That the Democrats have done that for a while now. And it's funny and it's interesting. And people have put the little montages together like bang, 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 using the same verbiage. They don't even try to, you know, look it up. Look for a thesaurus. Look for, you know, saying the same thing using different words. But they don't. I don't know if they're lazy or what. But they follow the exact same verbiage. Maybe it's verbiage that has been tested in focus groups. I don't know. But I think Jen Psaki admitting admitting that, hey, you're never going to get positive coverage about Donald Trump because that's not what our viewers tune in for. Programming specifically for your audience instead of programming what you think are the important stories. Of course, it's always supposed to be based on the truth. And then your viewership will follow you. They will be enlightened by you. Instead, the far left, the viewers determine what they do and don't want to see or hear. Now, and maybe that's part of the difference. When Obama was the president, was I happy he got elected? Nope. Was I happy he got two terms? Nope. Did I burn anything down or deface someone's car or anything like that? Of course not.
No.
Never in my wildest dreams.
I mean, because that would be stupid. I mean, what would that change? What would that help? What would that bring to your cause? Who would want to rally around you and go, yeah, that's a good response?
Yeah. That's part of it.
Yeah.
But, you know, we put up with them, but when there was a positive story, well, maybe I have to go back further. Here's an easy one for you.
Yeah.
So Bill Clinton, oh, you got to hate Bill Clinton. He's a Democrat. He's bad. He's bad. He's bad. The economy actually did well under him. And here's the big thing. He worked with Republicans to bring about a bill and get a lot of people off of welfare back to work or whatever, from welfare to work. Do you remember that? It was an idea, actually, that was kind of spawned out of, I believe it was Wisconsin. And the then governor then utilized that, and they saw success. And so they came up with an idea, and Bill Clinton supported it. And when he did that, I was supportive of him. Mm-hmm. But if Trump does anything like, oh, I don't know, what if he brought in like $5 trillion worth of investment, domestic and foreign? Wouldn't that be something they'd at least mention?
That'd be a good thing. That'd be a good headline, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. And it is a true story, by the way. It's just the lefty media, for whatever reason, why would they want you to know that? So they're telling you straight up, oh, we're censoring any good stories about Trump. That's what they're censoring it. They don't want their viewers to know the truth. Wow. And for those who still watch and follow that?
Wow.
Well,
wow.
You know what you get. You've seen it. 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up in about 20 minutes, Congresswoman Kat Kamick on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. What about that time you...
Well, there was that one time.
Okay.
Not bad.
Greg just told me off the air to never...
Never doubt me.
Doubt him.
Hey, once in 8 years, I'm allowed to get it wrong. It's almost 8 years.
No, you're and I'd say your track record is phenomenal.
Why, thank you.
If I was forced to say it, I
would. Well, you just were. So there, yeah.
Well, good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and I want to make sure you've got a chance to win your tickets for Rock the Country, We the People, coming to Florida, Ocala, May the 9th and May the 10th. It's a few days before my birthday. Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Joe D. Messina, and more. And we've got your tickets. And if you would like to win them, you simply text ROCK to 20357. That's ROCK, R-O-C-K.
In the USA. Sorry.
To 20357. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. In fact, please put your flipping phone down.
What if it's not a flip phone?
Yeah, I think the general meaning has been purveyed to the listening audience.
Okay, good point.
All right. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, the NCAA. Anybody who has been sort of an insider, I've talked to, athletes and sports announcers, honestly, the NCAA as a whole, as a governing body, I can't recall anybody ever saying anything positive about it. Just say it, okay? And a lot of it was because, you know, it's a billion-dollar industry. But yet, the players would get in trouble if somebody bought them lunch. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
They were super strict sometimes. Didn't catch some of the worst offenders through the years that were breaking all the rules. So then this paying the players idea that had come and gone and up and down and in and out, and then it finally goes through. And they did it in exactly the way that I wouldn't have done it. And and that is, you know, to the best athletes go the spoils. Well, there you go. That the whole college thing sort of goes out the window, and it becomes all about the team and the individual and the money, frankly. I think that if they were going to do it properly, they would have made a certain stipend amount and shared it with all the players, whether they were the stars or not. If you made the team, you're doing the work. You're giving it all you've got to give. And it should have been more of a stipend thing. And maybe they could have been a hybrid, you know, where they did a stipend and then they did sort of the NIL thing. But this has gotten out of control. Now, before I go too much further, let me tell you this. You know who, my understanding, is taking full advantage of this NIL, the players in the portals, and bringing very good players in? Our own University of Florida is doing it. So, just with that in mind, the overall, the way the system is going, I do not see it as a way to make college football better. I just don't see that. I'm glad that some of the athletes are going to get some very big paychecks, and the reason for that would be because football is tough. Most of these guys that are getting the big money are good enough to get selected in the NFL draft. That doesn't mean that they're going to flourish. That doesn't mean they're necessarily going to do well, and that also doesn't mean that they're not going to get severely hurt very early on in their career, ending it. The average length of an NFL career is about 3.5 years. So, you know, look, somebody's making a lot of money no matter what. In most cases, it's the NCAA. Now that, you know, the players are going to get the money, I'm good with that. I just think they could have designed the whole system a little bit better. But it's kind of turned into, you know, the highest bidder kind of thing, I think, is what's going to happen with a lot of the players. And colleges with the most money have the elite programs, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, they've passed some rules allowing colleges to pay players directly. Again, it's funny coming from the NCAA, who used to be just so anal about it all, if you will. Coming up next, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. We're going to talk to her, find out what's going on in D.C. We'll do that next, right here on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. We're 97.3 The Sky.